And now it's time for Highlights from Christian History with Michael Goins. It has been said that a people that forgets its history loses its identity. And without a doubt, contemporary confusion about what it means to be a Christian, and even a Baptist, may be directly traced to the idea that the past is irrelevant to the modern world. In such a climate, intent on deconstructing history, we are more convinced than ever that an understanding of our rich history is of paramount importance. So we're glad that you've joined us for this edition of Highlights from Christian History. Here's Brother Goins with today's segment.
Hello, friends. This is Michael Goins, and this is part one in our study on the highlights of Christian history, the importance of studying church history. To many people, the very concept of history evokes images of row upon row of musty volumes resting in retirement on the shelves of an old library, while microchips and artificial intelligence take center stage in the real world of daily life. Philip Schaff was not one of those people. Schaff, the author of a notable work on the history of Christianity, once remarked, "History is, and must ever continue to be, next to God's Word, the richest foundation of wisdom and sweet guide to all successful practical activity." Likewise, the 20th century Swiss historian Herbert Luthy wisely remarked, "Consciousness of the past alone can make us understand the present." Now, of course, this mindset is the polar opposite of the deconstructionism that is so popular today, that is, the effort to rewrite history or to see the past as irrelevant. But few disciplines, next to the study of God's Word itself, are as helpful in developing a sense of identity as the study of church history. In his book, A History of the Christian Church, Lars Qualbin writes, "Church history brings the student in touch with his spiritual ancestry. A patriotic citizen should know the history of his country, because such knowledge makes for better citizenship. A corresponding knowledge of church history makes for better and more intelligent church membership." Have you ever wondered about the proliferation of denominations within the Christian tradition? Why is professing Christianity so fragmented? What led to the current variety and diversity of doctrine and practice among people who call themselves Christian? Are these differences material or immaterial? An understanding of church history alone will resolve this dilemma. In this study, I will attempt to trace the history of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ within the context of developments within the larger Christian community during the past 2,000 years. I believe that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has maintained its identity separate and apart from Catholicism, the Protestant Reformation, and the proliferation of non-affiliated, independent, and non-denominational groups throughout the centuries. It is true that many seminal events in Christian history occurred within Catholic and Protestant contexts. Nevertheless, Baptists have maintained a quiet, albeit less visible, witness in every generation. Though Athanasius, Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, Martin Luther, John Calvin, and John Wesley receive most of the press when Christian people talk about history, other individuals and groups like the Donatists, Waldenses, and Welsh Baptists stand perpetually in the background, continuing to faithfully serve the Lord, frequently in obscure places and circumstances, and below the radar of these more visible and popular groups. Contemporary historians define these obscure groups as participants in the Free Church movement. In his book, The Free Church Through the Ages, the Swedish Baptist scholar and church historian Gunnar Weston wrote, "The process of development which transformed the original Christian congregations into a sacramental authoritarian church took place during the latter portion of the second century. This change did not take place without protest." James Stitzinger, a contemporary professor of church history, adds concerning these free churches, "Many church historians have dismissed as heretics those churches that opposed the institutionalized church. Though some of these groups struggled with doctrinal purity, a closer look reveals that the heretical label in most cases was primarily due to their unwillingness to be loyal to the received tradition of the fathers, not to significant doctrinal weakness. A thorough investigation of these independents is difficult because, for the most part, only the works of those who wrote against them have survived. Such groups include the Montanists, circa AD 156, Novatians, circa AD 250, the Donatists, circa AD 311, all of whom left the official church of their day to pursue the pure church. Our study, however, is not primarily concerned with establishing a case for the principle of historical succession. My goal is to familiarize the person in the pew with the key developments, the highlights, if you please, of Christian history. Our target audience, in other words, is the average believer, not the professional historian or scholar. I believe that an understanding of the three primary periods of Christian history, the ancient period, AD 30 to 600, the medieval period, AD 600 to 1500, and the modern period, AD 1500 to 2000, and the key events in each, will provide a context for interpreting many contemporary issues. So, why is it important to study Christian history? Well, first of all, church history provides a grid or a framework for interpreting orthodoxy. It helps us understand the formation of Christian doctrine and practice. It also aids to strengthen a sense of identity, to explain current circumstances, and to immunize us against the repetition of past errors. In a day when many professing Christians are largely rootless and dangerously disconnected with the past, even a rudimentary survey of church history like this current study may prove to be extremely helpful. That is our hope as we proceed.
Thank you for joining us today for this brief snapshot from the past. Please join us again soon for another episode of Highlights from Christian History.